The animated movie Frozen is having a huge January. Last week, it was the number one movie in the country, and the soundtrack is the biggest selling album in the United States. That might have something to do with this.
Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go.
Let it go. It's the big inspirational ballad in the movie, sung here by Idina Menzel. She's the voice of one of the movie's animated characters. And here's the amazing thing. This and another poppier version of the same song are both on Billboard's Hot 100 list right now. We brought in NPR's pop music critic Ann Powers to talk about how rare this is. Ann, good morning.
Good morning, David. Are you frozen today?
Not as frozen as I was a few days ago, but we're talking about Frozen, so maybe the memories are going to come back. Before we get to the song, can you just remind people what this movie is about?
Frozen is an animated musical about two sisters who live in a far northern country. One of them has a kind of tragic gift. Everything she touches turns to ice. Ugh. Beautiful ice, but ice that isolates her from everyone else. The song we're talking about, Let It Go, is her big moment when she claims her talent and decides that she is going to be herself.
Is it really unusual for a movie to have two versions of the same song doing so well in the charts?
It is unusual, but it's not unprecedented in Disney movies to have a pop version and then the version that appears in the film. Idina Menzel, of course, is a Broadway star. And to sell the song to the tween audience, they enlisted Demi Lovato, who's one of the biggest stars among the 8 to 12 set.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always had to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
So, Anne, did Disney probably expect that this poppier version would be the one that would do well, and they might be surprised it's actually the one sung by the animated character that is actually higher up on the charts?
I think they might have. The whole Frozen soundtrack is doing well, and I think all the songs together kind of hang together as this narrative of not only self-empowerment, but love between sisters. So those are themes that resonate heavily with tweens, and parents love this music, too.
You being a parent, as I understand it, right?
Oh, yes. I think as my daughter and I were walking out of the movie, she declared it her new favorite song, having displaced a Beyoncé ballad. And she's also invoked it in arguments. You know, when she feels she can't talk to me about something and we've just reached the limit, she's actually said, "Mom, just listen to this, put on the song," and walked out of the room.
Wow. So telling you, "Mom, let it go."
And she's going to let it go. And she's going to be herself. You know, my daughter says there are three kinds of songs. Songs about romance, songs about standing up for yourself, and songs about everything else.
I gather your daughter would put this in the standing up for yourself song category.
Absolutely, David. And that's the central category in the tween anthem style. Some people have heard Let It Go as a coming out anthem, and in fact have read the whole movie as a celebration of LGBT liberation. But what I hear is the fact that every 10-year-old girl is coming out of her shell and coming into her own, and she needs this kind of song to grab onto. And it's really important that it not be overly sexual or sexy. And these are girls who have been heartbroken by Miley Cyrus and her transformation. They need these kind of pure emotional songs.
All right, we've been talking about the song Let It Go from the movie Frozen with NPR's pop music critic Ann Powers. Ann, thanks as always.
Thank you so much.
This is NPR News.